Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Come on, Matt. I'll open the door to the Alamo. We'll go take a look-see.
Deep in the heart of Texas, one man still patrols the dusty streets of the Alamo. John Wayne's Alamo movie set, that is, an icon of cinema past, now fighting for survival. It's history worth saving, and it's coming up right after this. Paracosm is a world in which one escapes. For Richard Carilla, his paracosm is Alamo Village, an iconic movie set featuring John Wayne's Alamo. Eventually becoming a roadside attraction, it's now facing a real-world battle all its own, against money and Mother Nature.
The place is in bad shape. It looks like it's in much worse shape than it really is. The original John Wayne sets are all built for real, but mostly that stuff is all still fine and capable of being restored.
Inside the 11,000 plus acres of Alamo Village, as far as the eye can see, it's 1836. There's no trace of the modern world, but like any great movie, Alamo Village needs a hero, and fast.
Basically, what it amounted to was a financial thing. Jamie, who owns it now, she really can't handle the kind of cost that it would take to keep this up and fix it up.
Built by the late Happy Shahan, his daughter Jamie can't handle the upkeep on her retired schoolteacher's pension, so the gates have been locked since 2009. But Richard still checks in on the place, and he's optimistic for a new buyer.
We have a lot of roof problems. That means we have floor problems. I won't say it's all cosmetic, but it's all something that can be solved by the person with the right plan and the right dream.
Alamo Village is a cinematic treasure, a landmark for roadside Americana. Its credits include Bandolero, Lonesome Dove. Over 39 motion pictures have been filmed there. And Carilla has been around for most.
Well, I have to blame Walt Disney for that. In the 50s, he did Davy Crockett. I was a 7-year-old, and it hooked me. I was a Davy Crockett nut. I still have my coonskin cap. And every time I would have started to forget about that, something new happened. And one of those things was John Wayne's The Alamo. I wrote to Happy Shahan. I didn't know who this guy was. I just wrote to the movie set in Brackettville, Texas, and Happy responded and sent me pictures of the place and maps and everything else. And I was hooked. And I saw the movie 13 times in 2 months when it came out. When you had to go to the theater to see a movie, by the time all that was over, my dad and mom said, let's take the kid down there and get it out of his system. We really did a summer vacation of it. It was very, very special. And 4 days out here at Alamo Village and on the ranch was just the best of my life in many ways.
How are you on a horse?
Terrible. I'm usually under the horse.
John Wayne. Did you ever meet him?
No. No, I never did. I was in his office once, but he was in Mexico at the time, you know.
Jimmy Stewart.
I worked with him for 10 weeks, and I have never met a more gracious person. Kept up a correspondence with him. I sent him a Christmas card for years, and about the middle of March, I'd get a very nice hand-signed thank you note, and just very precious man.
Raquel Welch?
Of course, Raquel is dynamite now and is, you know, is remembered for what she was, what she did. And she was a very elegant lady, and I never got to know her because I wasn't in that position to schmooze that much with people.
So how does the young boy who falls in love with filmmaking and this grand place, this movie set, does he fall in love himself with a special someone in a town of 1,500 people when he moves here? Or
no.
How did that go?
No. No, pretty much I was a loner out here that whole time because, and still am in a way. Even back then, I knew it was going to be my life, and I couldn't see bringing somebody through that. I just, you know, the income just isn't really there very much, you know. So it was the love more than anything else of the place. And Virginia Shahan nailed it precisely. She said, "You're married to Alamo Village." Well, maybe.
So why is Alamo Village history worth saving?
My life has been full of paracosms, and I think many people won't allow that to happen. Coming out here and working at Alamo Village was clearly a paracosm for me. And now that is running the risk of disappearing. I've continued to exist here in my paracosm after everybody else left. But what I regret is people that can't come here and step into a paracosm for a short time. And that's what it's always been, an escapism. You know, you step into another reality, you step into the past. And that's why this place needs to be saved and needs to continue doing what it's done so well for over a half a century.
Richard Carilla, a modern-day Davy Crockett, he's become the last man of the Alamo, but hopefully not for long. For pictures and the full interview on how you can save history, visit our website at historyworthsaving.com. That's historyworthsaving.com. Until next time, I'm Matt Jolly, and that's History Worth Saving.